Have you ever seen one of those little libraries looking like a kitchen cupboard on a stick in your neighborhood? What about one dedicated solely to poetry? In Minnesota, especially at our state fair, everything is popped on a stick and hawked to fairgoers. Carolyn Williams-Noreen decided she wanted to put poetry on a stick and give it away year-round.
The Little Poetry Library is going to be a place where people can stumble upon poetry and where people can bring poems that they want to share with other people who might stop by and find them. It's modeled on the Little Free Library movement that you see these tiny houses on postbooks in many neighborhoods. And this is one that will include just poetry, books and chapbooks and periodicals. I was looking for ways that we could make more places where people can find poetry without looking for it, so that people can stumble upon a book of poems without going to the library even, or going to the poetry section of the bookstore, but they may be just grabbing a cup of coffee and may encounter this little tiny house that is full of poetry books and be able to find that and stumble upon it. Another thing that made me think of this idea was a desire to kind of recycle poetry in a way. Even though I'm a person who loves books and loves to keep them and have them around and has a hard time letting go of them sometimes, I still sometimes find that I have poetry journals or even books that I have enjoyed myself, and they're on my shelf and I don't feel like they're doing all of the work that they could be doing in the world anymore. I want them to be out in the world, ready to have someone else pick them up and enjoy them. So this is a way to sort of combine those two things and make a place where poetry can be more in circulation and possibly among folks who might not otherwise seek it out.
Well, what would prompt someone to seek out poetry? Minnesota poet John Mancheski has a word to say about that.
There are times when people need poems, and the times they need poems are times of great emotion or emotional stress, like handling grief, for example, or on the other end, handling falling in love, which, you know, can be pretty drastic. Poetry is a way of handling these emotions.
By now, you might be eager to find Williams-Noreen's Little Poetry Library. Where is it? What does it look like?
It looks a little bit like a weatherproof bookshelf or cupboard. It has a little door on it with a window. And it will be on the corner of 39th and Lake, right outside the Blue Moon Cafe. And the library is actually going to be decorated by the art of Molly Keenan, who does collage work and uses words and images from books as her source material. So it's an exciting fit for the project, and it'll be something great to look at as well as look into.
And having a poetry library, I think, you know, gives people access to poems. They can read the poems. I mean, one of the difficulties about walking into a bookstore or library or whatever and pulling out a book of poems, an ordinary person might not, you know exactly what to look for.
One of the poets that Williams-Noreen includes in her poetry library is the poetry of Katherine Kaiser.
Poets always want to share their books and share their work, and the whole idea of having this free poetry lending library and getting poetry out there into the community for anybody to interact with is something I very much wanted to support. I was thrilled to be invited to donate a couple of my books to the library, and I'm going to read one of the poems for you. Dream poem. Mother, father, I have everything at bedtime. A net of flowers, a clock, a little full belly, bedclothes made of candy wrappers, petal-wet darkness. I am sleeping in the spirit gardens, in these waters, quick and hot. Will you wake me?
For KFAI, this is Susan Budig. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.